Howdy, folks. I'm Mark, and today I'm joined by Billy Cox. Billy, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We can get right into it because we have 11 and a half minutes to talk about video games. So we have been wanting to do this episode for a while now, and I first had it in my notes as like a conversation around physical media versus digital media. But it kind of feels like at this point that the two, that like debating the two has become a bit of a moot point, as digital is just kind of the way things are going, which I don't think physical media, being like actual discs and carts and whatnot, is being taken out back quite yet. But we'll dig into that more as the grave is being dug. And there are two big scoops of dirt that happened lately, being one, Alan Wake 2, being a pretty big budget game, was released with no physical version at all. And two, this is tangentially to video games, but Best Buy announced that they'll no longer be selling physical movies anymore beginning in 2024. They will still be selling physical video games, but that kind of feels like a for now. So Billy, what are your thoughts on all this? Do you think we're headed into just a digital apocalypse?
Okay, so apocalypse is a little too, word choice on that one. It's definitely the future.
It's clickbait. That's why you're here.
It is clickbait, yeah. But I think we're going into where physical media is a collector's base type of item. Music is on a boom with vinyls because it's like, okay, if I love an artist, I'm going to display the vinyl in my bedroom or in like my little music area and stuff. And I think video games are going that way for sure.
Sure. Yeah. So currently, given the option, do you tend to buy physical or digital instead?
So it's definitely when it comes to like collector's editions, I got the Detective Pikachu like physical because it gave me a Pokemon card and a little statue figure. I got Reggie's book, but it was autographed. I wouldn't have got the book.
Oh my goodness!
Physically, if he didn't sign it itself.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Sign your like Audible.
Signed Audible is not as favorable compared to a physical book that I have on my shelf that I'm looking at right now. But for the most part, I have like an Xbox Series X that's pure digital. I use it for Zelda. Yeah. I did the bad thing of going digital as well this year. Let me tell you what, I had to delete so many games just to get Zelda on the Switch. Because I'm a cheap person and I didn't want to buy another SD card. So I was like,
I'm kind of at the point now where it's like, I have to be like pretty prudent in moving stuff back and forth between like what's on my system and what's on the SD card. Like kind of fill up both, but I don't like at this point, I want to buy a new one. So we'll see. I know for myself, I feel like physical, like if I had to choose probably physical and for a very key reason I'll get into, but it really depends on the type of games. Like if it's more of a single player one and done game with a definitive ending, like I definitely prefer physical. But if it's more of like an ongoing, not necessarily service game, but like, the first example would be like Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Like that's I have those physically. But that versus like a Mario Kart or Animal Crossing, I bought those digitally because I like to have just those on hand and like have them quick, like just quick access. Because it is amazing to me how convenient not having to like get up and swap the carts out in my Switch has become. And like, I'm also like, I've got a Series X that's more of a Game Pass machine. So that's kind of all digital anyway. I've got one physical disc game and that's Riders Republic, but that's kind of it for me.
So do you, when you buy games away from like what you're playing now, do you buy games like maybe games that are significant to you, like that you've played previously, like in your childhood or anything like that?
Like trying to find the actual retro stuff or like when it's
Do you buy any type of retro games or anything like that just for your own personal collection?
I don't actually. I've got plenty of GameCube games from when I was younger, but those were just because I bought them as a kid. So no, I don't. Yeah, I'm not much of a retro collector.
What's keeping you holding on to those games?
Ooh, good question. I guess the same like for the childhood nostalgia. I still have like I have to dig our Wii out, but I still have a way of playing the GameCube games. Like, actually, I think last year I bought an adapter to, like, for the component cables into an HDMI, so I could still play GameCube games that way. And so, yeah, because there's still a hankering to go back and play them.
Now I get the small little hankerings. I think I sold, I had a very massive physical collection. I mean, like, 50 games per every console. Every console. On this side's like the Sega Jaguar. I don't think it has.
Sure.
sold all of that, and honestly, I do not regret it at all, because they were just sitting there, like, collecting dust. And if I was to play it, nostalgia-wise, I was going back to, like, a lot of the same games more than what I was buying the collect purpose-wise.
Sure, yeah.
And that's what it was just a decoration piece at that point for me.
Yeah. And I think that's what does keep me from, like, buying retro stuff, is, like, especially of, like, old Nintendo stuff, like NES, SNES, and 64. Like, if I want to play those games, like, the ones that, most of the ones worth playing are available on Switch in one way or the other. GameCube is still in this gap where it's like, well, if you don't have the physical GameCube disc, there's probably not a way to play it legally. So that's what kind of keeps me holding on to it, too.
Well, everything that was good on the GameCube is also was on Xbox. Like, I still have Crazy Taxi and stuff like that available. I feel like there's little workarounds. Everything that was kind of good has already been remastered or about to be remastered.
Sure. And, yes, that's a good point. So as we're still going here, like, what do you think, like, as physical media kind of is being phased out, like, what do you think we're losing from that?
Well, we already lost, like, instruction manuals in the physical books, so they can't take anything much more from us. That was the final straw, honestly, that made me just go, like, okay, I'm done with buying physical all the time.
Sure.
Like we previously said, storage space is a big issue, at least for Nintendo consoles, because if you get the cartridge, that saves a heck of a lot more space.
Yes.
Plus, it's the cartridges are a little bit easier to carry around. So, like, it's not the biggest end of the world whenever you're, like, a little case that carries, like, 18 games around with you compared to all the digital data space that you're using just to have them on the console itself.
Sure, yeah. I also think, like, the biggest thing that I'm worried about losing is, like, the ability to borrow and loan games. Because I feel like that's, like, a clear connection point with someone where it's like, hey, I love this game. Here, like, put it in their hands. Try it, too. So you can both have, like, this shared experience without having to, like, pay for it, essentially. Here's Breath of the Wild. Like, go and take your time with it, and, like as much as you want. So I am going to miss that, and I hope there's a workaround for it.
There is a workaround for that. You get a broken Switch, upload your account and your games. I say broken Switch, but let's be honest. There's so many of them that it's going to be cheap. Get a second one, upload the game, let them borrow the Switch thing. They can put their own Joy-Cons in.
Yeah.
And that's a nice little easy way for at least Switch-wise to borrow games.
That's true.
Steam, my son-in-law, like, shares his games with me. Very easy. I can't be online to play the games if he's online, but away from that, it's just I can get on whenever I want.
Yeah.
And then Xbox Game Pass, I have a kid that borrows my account. I think it's his main Xbox account.
Yeah.
And I can still play my games, and he's able to play my games as well. Nice. There's workarounds for everything. It's just not – they don't want you to know it, so you got to, like, figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
The Switch one's the most expensive one.
Sure. Yes. That's fair. So, I mean, that's a lot of negatives. Like, what do you think, like, what are the, the opportunities here for, and, like, if we're headed to an all digital, future, what do you think, like, what's good about that?
Well, you said Alan Wake at the top. That is a great example. It was very close to the Spider-Man and Mario Wonder launch, window. So they were like, ooh, let's not compete with that. We're digital. We don't have to throw these things on shelves. Let's just move it out of the way. They just kept them in the geist of, you know, one game a week talk discussion. And they got it was a pro move, honestly, on their end.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just press the enter button a little bit later and it works out fine.
Yep.
And yeah, I think there is definitely a flexibility that allows for. And plus, even, I mean, like, that you can get patches and stuff and everything for physical games too. But I feel like there's even something where I can imagine it's even easier for that as well when it's all digital. I don't really know what I'm talking about there, but I don't know. I also think,
Say it's a lot easier because, if I'm sitting over there in my PS4 or my Switch is online and it's a game that's already downloaded, it's going to download the patch for me because it's already in my queue of like games that are in my library digitally. Yeah. And that's what scares me in the physical market of like, okay, if we keep physical and these games don't have the patch and it's a game that I like, later when, you know, the online systems go down because it will, that you're playing the base game before the patches and everything, and that is awful. Unless they make a Game of the Year edition.
Sure, yeah. And I think it's worth noting with this as well, like, and I think I'm correct here. I'm not totally sure. This is what I've heard, is like, for owning a game doesn't necessarily mean that you can like play the game into perpetuity. Like even a physical disc of like, my understanding is that you're basically buying a license to play the game. As far as like ethical consumer rights are concerned, you should be able to play it forever. Like, I think if companies just took away your right to play games, that like governments would get involved. But buying a game physically doesn't necessarily guarantee that any more than buying it digitally. So it's kind of, even that has been taken away in a sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like those old VHS warnings where it's just like, this is just for private home viewing only. Yes. I don't remember reading reports of like, oh, they showed this at a public library and they busted them.
They got raided.
But there is like laws, I think, in place where it's just like, okay, setting wise, if, you know, the game maker does not like that, I'm pretty sure they can take action accordingly.
Yes, that's fair. Okay, well, our time is short. We're actually a bit over now, but just one quick question here. When do you think the last physical video game will be sold?
Never, because we're always going to have it for collector abilities, honestly. There's no going away from it. Vinyl is a outdated source of material. Well, it's here to stay. Physical's here to stay. Limited run games is going to stay in business. They're the last physical seller.
That's a good point. I'm inclined to agree. Well, Billy, we can wrap up here, but I gotta know, what are you playing?
Yakuza Like a Dragon, hoping to finish it before the end of the year and the new game comes out.
Very nice. I tried out Frog Detective. I think.
Oh my god! Yes.
I don't know if I will keep playing it, but I tried it out at least. Well, Billy, thank you again for joining me. Where else are you out on the internet?
I'm primarily on the Discord. If you want stuff that's not Pokemon related, we'll link it on the show notes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you all for listening in. You can follow us in the major podcasting services. You can find us on the proper socials at 11.5 minutes and let us know, are you okay with an all digital future? Will that ever actually happen? That's all the time we have for today. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.